Adam Rank joins us on the show. Adam, thoughts on the Colts-Texans game? Did that go like you thought it would?
No. You know, I thought it was going to be close. I thought it was going to be tightly contested. You know, these two teams had battled, and both games ended, what, within 3 points. So I thought, again, we were going to be thrilled to see another classic between these two, even though both teams have been playing amazing over the last couple of weeks. But unfortunately, the Colts just took it to them, and that was kind of a surprise. I thought the Colts had a very good chance in this game. I'd pick the Texans to win. But I thought the Colts were going to hang with them. I didn't want to bet against Andrew Luck, obviously. But I was just kind of surprised at the way they took them apart. And, you know, when I'm looking at the Texans, and I know this must be tough, and I have to face the music with the Bears, so I don't want to have to put this out on anybody else. But it's kind of like when you look at the Texans, you're like, are we at that point? Like, is this what we're getting from Bill O'Brien and the Houston Texans? I don't want to call him the next Marvin Lewis because Bill O'Brien has won a playoff game, so that wouldn't be fair to say. But you kind of get into that mix of, like, where are we at? What are we doing? Is this team going to be moving forward? Do you feel better? I mean, there are a lot of positives similarly to what we saw about the Bears with, you know, you've got the quarterback of the future. I thought he's going to bounce back from this and play well. This is just a minor speed bump in his development. DeAndre Hopkins is probably the best wide receiver in the game. The defense has more concerns for me going forward, but I'm just curious where this team goes from here. What are they going to do? What is their mindset? And I think that, you know, trying to get a little bit younger on the defense might be the way to go. They've got a lot of big issues too with Jamie and Clowney and things like that. So I'm really interested to see which direction they move in.
That's Adam Rank. He's on NFL Network. Also, you can follow him at Adam Rank on Twitter. I mentioned that because, Adam, this tweet came out of your Twitter account, and you know their people are salty down here, but this is why you get the opening playoff game every time, Texans. I'm sure that could rattle some cages around here, but it kind of is apropos. You made the Marvin Lewis comparison with the Bengals, but it's really not that far-fetched right now in the way I'm curious from your national perspective, the perception of Bill O'Brien and the Texans.
No, that's it. I mean, it's kind of weird because it is one of those things that we joked about when the Texans clinched a playoff spot and you knew they were going to be playing in the opening weekend. And we were like, well, they get the opening game. They're the opening act. They're opening for Jay Moore. They're doing whatever they're doing, you know, and it was just kind of like that. And then, of course, when the schedule comes out, they're like, of course it's Colts and Texans on Saturday afternoon. That's what they always do. But, yeah, it's one of those things. It's like it's a good team. Like it is very similar to the Bengals. Where you're like, this is a good football team. They're a solid football team. Are they great? Like when you're sitting there trying to make the case for all these teams making the Super Bowl, like who is the one team that you're like, God, I feel the least about, you know, the worst about. I don't know how to explain that, but you're like, oh, you know, I could make a case for the Chiefs, for the Patriots. Ravens, obviously, Chargers, yep, yep, yep. And then you're like, yeah, the Colts, yeah, they need something. I just feel like, you know, it's interesting because I think the national media looks at the Texans and they just think like, oh, they're like, it's just Houston. But you're like, you know, Houston's actually the fourth largest city in America. You know, and it wasn't until I went to the Super Bowl a couple of years ago, where you're like, Houston's an awesome place. Like, this place is amazing. Obviously, you have a Twin Peaks. So that's awesome. They have the eighth wonder. They have the eighth wonder of the world, that little brew pub place. I don't know if I should be mentioning that, but whatever. Like, there's a lot of cool things. And Houston's like a hip town. I think the downtown could be pretty cool, too, you know. So I just feel like they got to take that next step. I don't know what it is. I don't know who is going to be that person, but I don't know. They're just good, you know. They're solid. There's nothing like, again, like to use the analogy of going to a comedy club, like you're there to see a headliner. You're going to go see like Jerry Seinfeld or Brian Regan or somebody like that. And then there's a feature act who's good. And you're like, yeah, that person was very good. They're not the headliner, but very good. And so they need to make that next step.
Adam, before we let you go, we're up against it, but I wanted to get your thoughts on the matchup tonight, the national championship.
I just feel like I'm an American who just wants to root for Clemson. Like, that's it. Like, I don't know. I kind of like the familiarity. I think that it's cool. I think that for anybody who's been bellyaching about, like, we need to expand the playoffs, like, why do we need to expand the playoffs? Like, this is pencil in Alabama and Clemson for the end of time. Let all the other bowl games just be bowl games, and then we'll be happy with it. But I think that I'm not going to pick against Alabama on this one. As much as I want to see them lose, I think that they just have too much, and they're going to end up prevailing tonight.
There you go.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. Hey, the best-dressed man on the NFL Network, and that's tough to do, but I'll give him credit for that every single time as well. You should follow him at Adam Rank, at Adam Rank on Twitter, and check him out on NFL Network. Adam, we appreciate it. We'll catch up with you, hopefully, before the Super Bowl.
I hope so. And again, I usually say the pleasure was all on this side of the phone, but you guys are at Twin Peaks, so I'm going to have to say, you know what, that's not accurate.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate you. That's Adam Rank. We're going to continue to roll on here. Plenty more to get to. We just started popping the top on the NFL playoffs. We'll get to that. We'll get to the national championship game. And, of course, if you want to join us, we're at Twin Peaks 59 in Kirby, where you should stop by and see the scenic views and sample the 29-degree brews, amongst other things. It's the usual suspects. It's ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.